On the telephone with us, we check in with the Bloomington Police Department every other Monday, and we check in with Captain Steve Kellums. Captain Kellums, happy Easter, well, I guess Easter Monday to you. Did you have a good weekend?
I had a great weekend, thanks. And yourself?
Oh, yeah, always. I got two small kids, so they were, this is,
Him entertained.
They do, but they were... This started on Thursday and Friday of the questions of when the Easter Bunny would show up, what the Easter Bunny. So they were into it. So
yeah.
I had to be on my toes. And you guys were ready for a big weekend. Sadly, as we just talked to Joe Smith last half hour, the Indiana Hoosiers didn't fire and didn't make it back to the Final Four. But you guys had made it perfectly clear if there was going to be big victories, whether it be Friday night last against North Carolina or even last night to make it to the Final Four, you had all the troops in place. You had all the plans in place. Tell us what goes into that a little bit, even though we didn't sadly have to put that plan into action.
Well, a lot of people get amazed at how much work we actually put into planning these things. Again, we've had a lot of experience doing it. So, you know, as far as staffing, adding extra people, making sure that we have people available in case we get an influx of calls, preparing our vehicles, making sure that all of our equipment and infrastructure is ready to go and our cars are all serviced and ready to go. We also start preparing as we were to get closer to a national championship game. If it had moved further on, we'd have been meeting with the bar owners, talking about ways in which they can keep their patrons safe, and we'd be talking with the street department, removing items that might be in the way, and just interacting with the entire community to try to keep people safe as they celebrate those types of victories.
So fortunately, we didn't have any cars being overturned or put on fire, so
no,
I was
no,
happy
no.
about that.
Oh, we all are.
Traditionally, we don't have a problem with that game, even though UNC was a big game, and it would have been, I mean, if they'd have won that, they'd probably still be playing. Even though it was a big game, traditionally at that level of the tournament, we don't have a problem. It's as they get further and those crowds get bigger that really starts causing those issues.
But you have all those plans in place, and you just kind of seamlessly transition them into Little Five preparation, don't you?
Yeah, you know, it rolls really well into that with this time of the year, the way things work, that we're able to, as a matter of fact, our staffing plans for a Final Four game or a final game are exactly the same as they are for Little 500 weekend. So it's something that our lieutenants work on and putting together, and they get those plans set up. And we also start rolling other things out with Little Five coming up, like Quiet Nights is really starting to kick off. And that's a program in which we have officers. We interact with we work with the IU Police Department, and we start responding to those noise complaints in the neighborhoods with the parties and the loud parties, and start issuing tickets and reminding people that they need to be good neighbors. And those kinds of things. Starting putting out issues about the Lifeline Law. I mean, that's something that's really important that we always want to make people aware of. That
how much does the weather change ramp all this up? Does that go hand in hand? Because obviously in the wintertime,
everybody's inside.
Is that just a natural seasonal progression?
Well, the weather has a lot to do with it, because especially for Little Five. Those Little Fives, when we've had those big storms or that rain or that real cold weather come in, and this year it's early again, so the odds are not great for good weather. You know, we're likely to have it to be cold or something, but when we hit those 70 or 80 degree days with Little 500, things get fun.
Yes, they do, because everybody is outside, everybody's having a good time. Caution perhaps is thrown to the wind. Steve Kellums is our guest this morning, but you guys are here to serve and protect. You're not a party pooper. I think that's a bad rap that you guys get. You're protecting those who can't protect themselves from themselves.
Oh, absolutely. And that, you know, like I talked about the Lifeline Law, that's exactly what that's designed for. We're not going to throw people in jail for underage drinking when they call to get help for their friends who've had too much to drink or having some kind of medical issue.
We got to take care of those kids.
Yeah.
It's just that's crazy for them.
And that's something we've done here for a long time. The law just kind of really helped it come into play. But we've always really been like that at the Bloomington Police Department, is going out and helping the community, answering those calls, getting people the help that they need. You know, what the arrest for the underage drinking are not nearly as important as getting somebody help.
Not even close, and that's a great way to look at it. Now, I follow you guys, we all follow along on Facebook, and I saw this unbelievable post late last week, and I want you to talk about this to show the seriousness of it, because if you're putting it on your Facebook, many Bloomington residents have reported getting calls stating that the IRS is demanding that they pay a debt or they will be arrested. That's not great to hear, because we know that scam happens every year, but we also saw didn't you have a scam going on that someone was calling on behalf of the Bloomington police a couple weeks ago?
Yeah, they
what
were.
What was that all about?
On the city of Bloomington. It's just a variation of the same theme.
Okay.
And they pretty much take the same theme where they call they demand money for whatever reason, whether they're wanted, whether they say you're wanted, you've got outstanding bills within the IRS case, and that you have to give them money right now over the phone, or police are going to come and arrest you. And so we see a variety of that at different times of years. We see the IRS scam now because it's tax season. So
I've talked about this a thousand times on the air. Can you just reinforce my point? The Bloomington Police Department isn't going to call you and say this to you. The Monroe County Sheriff's Department isn't going to do it either.
No.
If you have some issues, don't be afraid to call the police or the Sheriff's Department, because they can help you, not the other way around.
Oh, absolutely. We're going to call, and if you've got any questions about a phone call you received, just call us. We'll be able to verify it. If it came from us, we'll be able to let you know that for sure. So don't hesitate to give us a call and let us know what's going on. Because, we want to help, and we're not going to do those kinds of things.
Well, and I think what most people need to take a step back and really realize is that if a call such as that has any potential of being legitimate, you should be able to go and find the phone number for the agency and call them and have it verified.
Absolutely.
Period.
Or as I always joke, they can drag me out kicking and screaming if they really have a problem with me.
And if they give you a number, don't call that number back.
Obviously.
That's probably a fake number.
That is the key, though, is you need to independently get the number and call the agency and not go through anything that this person over the phone is talking about. Because I think that what happens is that people get scared. They get scared.
That's the whole idea. That they try to scare people, and they target those people that tend to make themselves good for that type of scam. You know, they target the elder. They target the young that don't really have either don't have the time or the experience to make some of those decisions. And so they try to get them to make those decisions right now. So if you've got the old fashioned yellow book, pick it up and look through it and find the phone number and call who you need.
Exactly right, to help you out before you panic. That's the easiest way to do it. Captain Steve Kellums is our guest this morning. He checks in every other Monday from the Bloomington Police Department. And you guys have picked up with the Bloomington Animal Care and Control every Friday to talk about Forever Friends on Friday. How's that program been working out for you?
Oh, that's awesome. We love that program. A lot of our officers, between us, the fire department, the other emergency services, we get down there, we get to interact with some of the pets down there at the shelter, and hopefully get them homes, and a lot of them do get adopted after that. So we love that program. It's fun on Facebook. It looks good, and it's just fun helping the local community.
You have a rabbit on a leash on your Facebook page for Easter.
No.
That made me laugh.
No,
it's awesome. He has a police vest on. It's great.
I have not Facebook friends you guys.
Get on. Bloomington Police Department
takes one. I have to like you, and I haven't done that yet.
You've got to come friend us. Come on.
Well, I'll invite you to do the same. As I don't know if you realize it, but I have a business, so I'd love to have you be a friend of us.
Okay.
safe and civil. That's how we keep it here. All right. March turns into April. We know Little 500's huge. We know graduation's huge. We know the end of school is huge. Is that the main focus right now in the department? Obviously, last week we went through severe weather preparedness week as well. So all kind of getting busy here in the next 6 weeks.
Oh, yeah, and right now that's exactly what our focus is. But, Bloomington's changed over the years. From when I started here 25 years ago, when summer rolled around, it really did get quiet, but that doesn't happen now. I mean, this city stays moving all times of the year, so even though we're focusing on that as we come up, we'll transition right into the summer. We'll see the parks open up. We'll see the concerts start to kick off. We'll see some of those community events downtown, and those will all keep us busy. We've got Homeward Bound Walk coming up, which we're going to be involved in. IU's Mini Marathon, a lot of activities coming up.
Mini Marathon. We talked to Bill Bartley last Monday, and he went through the route, and that's going to be that's always a busy morning just because of the time and everybody in their usual routine. So we'll get more information out on that when we talk to you before that happens, and we'll talk to Bill again on the Hoosier Half Marathon that's coming up. I believe it's April 9th, if that's off the top of my head,
right.
Saturday.
What I've got.
Good. Well, I'm not participating in it, so I will.
Yeah,
I will write it
Glass
down
and I have taken a hiatus from all of the walks. We're just going to sit on the sidelines.
Steve, I've
and
noticed
cheer
I'm,
on.
I'm a better athletic supporter than I am an athlete, so I will help in that realm. Hey, have a great Monday, my friend. We appreciate you checking in with us, and we will get caught up with you in April.
All right. Thank you very much.